The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
Kiev, agus falchi gudjin clark, I'm Luke Lasky, and a shock on the show with me, Tom Comack, is with you as always on a Wednesday night under 9 o'clock. And well, I hope you can stay with us because we've got a very special program lined up for you tonight. Shenanigans and Milford meet this Sunday in the Donegal Intermediate Championship final in O'Donnell Park, and I'm delighted to say I have four men representatives from the four. From the two clubs here this tonight, and they're with me until 9 o'clock. Seamus Durkin and Pat Curley from Milford, and Seamus Sheeran and Michael Boyle from St. Noel's. A couple of stalwarts in there, among them Seamus Durkin, of course, and Michael Boyle as well, has a long, long history and association with the St. Noel's club. You've travelled the furthest, Michael, so we'll probably start with you. You're very welcome.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom, and obviously, plenty of football excitement and fever in Milford or in Mount Charles and that neck of the woods this week.
There is, Tom. Yeah, there's quite a bit of activity going on now. There's getting a lot of bunting and flags and teams keeping a low profile, and we're just trying to keep it calm.
And it has been a great year so far, hasn't it? You know,
it has,
won a first ever All Ireland Gaeltacht, and going well in Division 3 of the league as well.
Very good, yeah. We have. We had a wee couple of slip-ups there, but hiccups. But maybe, hopefully, we'll get there, and end up with a few tough games left in it,
Yeah, that's in the league,
In the league,
And Pat Curley, likewise, of course, you're getting an old hand at this. I remember you were up here on your own last year, looking forward to another intermediate final, I suppose, hoping to go one better than last year.
Yes, Tom, after the disappointment of last year, we're just glad to get back into the final again this year, and hopefully we can have success this year and bring the cup back to Milford.
Yeah, and what kind of a year has it been? Because you've been up in Division 1 for the first time as well this season.
Well, it has been a steep learning curve for us. As you know, it's our first time playing in the league in Division 1, and we think we have learned a lot from the teams. We've played some games and played fairly well in them, but we just didn't get the result that we thought we should have. But of course, you're playing against the top teams in the country and the top players, We played Kilcare there last week, where you had five county players, the three McHughes, the two McBrearties, So you're really up against it, the likes of St. Kieran's, St. Michael's, Glenswelly, you're really up against the top teams.
Yeah.
But our lads have learned a lot, and hopefully we'll survive in the league, and hopefully we can make up for the great disappointment of last year and bring home the cup this year.
Tell me, Seamus Durkin, you're very welcome and we're delighted to have you. You couldn't be with us this time last year, but of course, you have a long association going back with Milford, haven't you?
Yes, Tom. I've been there in Milford since about 71, I think it was. Prior to that, I was with St. Junan's, although I was in Remelton, I was based in Remelton. But I was with Milford, and Roger Casements was the clubs then in that area, embracing Downing's, Fanad and Milford. Then Downing's went on their own, and that left Fanad and Milford together. So in 83, Fanad decided they would go on their own. So then we were on our own, and we started well. Our first year, we started an under-12 team, and we got to the final. And Killy Beggs, who had the famous Tony Boyle playing with them that time in the under-12s.
Not Tony Boyle, was it?
Manus Boyle.
Yeah.
And it was a fantastic achievement. They beat us by a point in the final that year, and that set us off on a good trail, and a lot of those players come through the ranks and come along, and some of them are kind of burning oil now at the moment, but a few of them are well attached to the club yet. And
and of course, Milford wasn't a traditional Gaelic area, was it?
No, that was a big barrier that was there. In fact, when Milford started first, there was 14 guards on the team at one particular occasion. And that, of course, mightn't be the most popular team in the world out at that time, but in fairness, the guards were very influential in establishing the GA in that area. Yeah. And now we have a very good committee, very hard-working committee, and an awful lot of work has been put into the club in the last number of years, and the rewards are being reaped, although, as Pat rightly said, we got a bit of a hiccup last year, but we were promoted, and we played in the first division, and we played some excellent matches against top teams, and the team has learned, and the boys have learned considerably from it. It's the only way you do learn, is playing at a better level.
And you're a former Sligo player, isn't that right?
That's right.
What years did you play Sligo?
I played from 61 to 70.
Right, okay, so played with the great Mickey Cairns, did you?
I did indeed, and he was an excellent player, and we were beaten in, when Galway won the three in a row, they beat us in the after two replays in two of those finals, Connacht finals, and they went on to win the All-Ireland, and Sligo have never won one, so that time we had a very good team in the 60s, but Mickey Cairns was an absolute stalwart. He was a brilliant player.
And of course the final man here tonight is Seamus Sheeran. And I discovered tonight that actually Seamus, though a true blue St. Niall's man, won an intermediate championship with Ross's Rovers way back, Seamus.
Way back in the day, in the late 70s, I think it was.
You're sticking the times well.
I'm down there for a few years. I was working in the Cope and in Low.
Yeah.
And I moved down there for a while.
And that was only their second ever, because the intermediate was introduced in 77, I think. Bundoran.
That's right. I think Bundoran won the first one.
Yeah.
Ross's Rovers won the second one.
Yeah. So you had a bit of history there. part of history. In
the dark distant past.
Tell me about St. Niall's. Tell me a little bit about the history of St. Niall's when the club was founded.
St. Niall's were originally Tannatallan. After Mount Charles would be the Irish name for Mount Charles.
Right.
There was a lot of football in that area for years and years in the early part of the last century. And I think, the first county board meeting was held in Mount Charles.
Yeah.
In October 1905.
Yeah.
23rd of October, actually, 1905.
Yeah.
A man called Seamus McManus was the instigator of trying to organise, put County Donegal in an organised footing. He had a big interest in Gaelic sports. There was a lot of hurling played in County and Donegal around that time, and there was actually clubs around in the parish of Inver. There was a club called Ardahi. They contested the county final in 1906, and they lost to Burt. County hurling final in 1906. Burt won it that year, and Burt are still a stronghold, but we've gone away now.
You have no hurdles.
Then
St. Niall's itself, when did it?
St. Niall's came into being. They were as Tannatallan up until, we're not sure this, it's not chronicled very well now, but I think it was the early 50s. They changed the name to encompass, there's four areas in Mount Charles, in the parish of Inver. There's Mount Charles, Inver, Frosses, and Drumarone. It's a big area, acreage-wise, but not very big in population, but there's four chapels in the area. And St. Niall was the actual patron saint of the parish of Inver.
Right.
So the committee of the powers that be at that time decided to call the club after the patron saint of the parish, St. Niall. And that came, we think it's roughly around the mid-50s, 53 or 54. It's not,
chronicles
were pretty poor.
And there was the first championship, I was looking at Father Sean's record book, Michael Boyle.
Yeah.
62, I think, was the first junior, was it?
That was our first junior championship, yeah.
Yeah.
And then again, we won it, almost the same team almost won it again in 72.
Yeah, and you were manager, weren't you?
I was manager that year with Wally Driscoll, who was helping me, poor Wally's passed on.
Yeah, great to know.
Great old character too, yeah.
And who would have been on that team?
Well, yeah, George McNabb in goals, he also would have played with Clanny Gael for a while, now and then, like. And you had John Barry, you had the two Coughlins, Austin and Clement, Eddie Goller. Wee Paddy Cunahan, another wee character who was passed on, a former president of the club also. Danny Tuller's one of the younger generation, John Jordan, Francis Gillespie, Clement Goller. Clement was the captain in 72.
Yeah.
He would have played football with the Mayo man, what do you call him?
Paddy Prendergast?
No, the other, Kearney, Martin Kearney.
Oh, right,
the one at St. Eunice together, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was 72. And then the next big breakthrough would be in 85, we got into the intermediate final. That was our first
intermediate.
Yeah, so we played Gidoer in McCool Park, and we ended with a draw. The replay was in Glentis, which we lost, unfortunately,
We would have won them, the junior in 84.
We won the centenary, the junior.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the three titles came to the Southwest Donegal that year.
Right.
I think it was Donegal.
And tell me, who had been on that 84 team?
Well, you had... I had them all again. There were two Duncan Illyman now, that was before their club name was formed, Neve Ulston, and Jackie Fury and Terence McGinley would have been on that.
Right.
You know, and
not
again,
in 84, were they? No.
It would have been 72.
Oh, 72, sorry.
Yeah.
The 84 team was Eamon Brislin and Rory O'Neill, Joe O'Neill.
John Cares.
And John Cares, Eamon Brislin, you know, a lot of them. John Jared Griffin, as he was guard over here one time too. He's in Sligo now.
On the way towards that, I think we encountered Milford along the way in that tournament, 84. Milford was the semi-final. We drew in the semi-final.
In the junior
that year. I don't know if you remember it.
First year was a draw.
No, it wasn't Tom, no.
Yeah, you weren't probably... Were you in the county that time, you were?
Oh, I was, yeah. It was in Milford, yeah.
Yeah. Seamus, you were probably managing that time, weren't you? You were certainly around.
I was around. I was managing later, but I wasn't involved that year.
Yeah. And your first title was what, 92, was it? No.
92 was our first intermediate
title.
Intermediate title. Right, and you had one junior, hadn't you?
We had before that, junior team.
And who would have been on that team?
Oh, on that team you would have Kevin Corker and Peter Hughes.
You'd have Darren Nash and Sean Paul Barrett.
And there was a few of them still around when you won the intermediate
in 92,
and you've come up a few times like that and gone back down again, haven't you?
Unfortunately we won three or four junior titles, but we've never managed to win an intermediate title since 92,
which has been our
only one that we won, you know.
Yeah. But you've had some very good underage teams since, haven't you?
We had a couple of good underage teams. We had that one Sean Paul Barrett had when he won eight titles at under 12, under 14 and under 16.
Yeah, like Christopher Barrett
and Trippy and all them crowd were playing with them, you know.
So obviously a lot of work been done at underage, and obviously a lot of people helping out.
There's a lot of work being done at underage level, you know, all the various age groups from under 8 to under 18s and then on up into the seniors.
Yeah, that's the voice of Pat Corley. He's chairman of Melford there in the Donegal Intermediate Championship final on Sunday. Their opponents are St. Noel's, of course, who are represented here tonight by the president of the club, Michael Boyle, and the PRO, Seamus Sheeran, and of course, Seamus Durkin. Of Milford is here among us as well. We're going to take a short little break, and when we come back, we'll rejoin the boys with our discussion on that intermediate final and maybe go down memory lane a little bit more.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised teamwear.
Fáilte Ash, could you talk to me, Luke Laskey, and a shocked on the show with me, Tom Comack, and my special guest in studio tonight, and I'm privileged, exalted company show, is Seamus Durkin from St. Noel's, and indeed they're evenly distributed around me here. Is Seamus Durkin on my left, Seamus Sheeran, Pat Corley, and Michael Boyle, so certainly no animosity among them, whatever it'll be like in O'Donnell Park on Sunday about half three or so, but certainly they're meeting in the Donegal Intermediate Championship final on Sunday. Everybody's looking forward to it because, certainly the feeling is that the two best intermediate teams in the county, Milford, of course, defeated by Bart in last year's final, and St. Noel's already have an All Ireland Gaeltacht junior title won and are doing well in Division 3 of the All County Football League. They're top of that, probably have a couple of games to go to make sure that they're going to be in Division 2 next year. And they've some very good young footballers. Came through a replay very well at the weekend in pretty convincing fashion against Fanad Gael. I suppose, Seamus, everybody in Milford was hoping for a Fanad Gael's Milford clash. Have you a real local derby?
Well, I suppose a local derby is always very enticing for the spectators and everything like that, but we're quite happy to play St. Noel's. I spent some time up in Four Masters myself, and I played
some
of the ex St. Noel's players,
like
the late Tommy Quinn and John Barry, and some of those boys there, and Austin Coughlin.
Yeah.
And Clement Coughlin.
Yeah. They were all good footballers.
All very good footballers.
They played with Phil Masters as well.
And later stage they did.
Well, Clannagale.
Amalgamation of Clannagale.
Oh, yes.
St. Olds and Donegal Town, Drumbar.
There was a lot of amalgamations at that time, wasn't there? Of course, obviously, probably that was prompted by the dominance of St. Joseph's, was it?
Yeah.
Well, exactly, probably prompted by that.
St. Joseph's for those...
Ballyshannon and Bundoran.
Yeah, that's right.
There was a loophole there.
Yeah.
But then I suppose if you couldn't compete, you had to try and bring in outside forces, and that's what happened to Jay.
You mentioned about the Gardaí and the input they had in Milford, and I know yourself and Gareth Hawke and Pat Corley here with you, are just a hand, some of the names that are involved. But the Gardaí in general had a big influence in the spread of the Gaelic football in Donegal.
Yeah, well, a lot of the Gardaí from Donegal were west of Ireland. And west
Mayo,
of Ireland,
yeah.
Mayo, Sligo, Roscommon and Galway. Now, where hurling would be played in Galway, it was no other county in the west. And most of them would have played, their college football or whatever they played. They would have played, in Summerhill or
St. Nathies
or Jarlett's, and they would have the influence then. And that's what they knew most. Soccer wasn't big down there at that time. They just... pushed forward, and they formed, and they got onto all the committees. At that time, the guards were involved in every committee in the rural areas. And
it was a great way of the guard finding...
Exactly. It was a great system, and it was beneficial to the communities, it was beneficial to the guards, it was beneficial to everybody.
Michael Boyle of St. Noel's, president of St. Noel's. St. Noel's have been a junior and intermediate, maybe up senior once or twice, maybe for short periods, but have a great tradition of producing county players. Just remind us of some way back.
Well, we can go back, as far as I go back, is to Jimmy Cares of Frosses, who would be an uncle of John Cares.
Right.
He also featured in the county panel. And then we had a Pat James Burke, who's still alive and living in Frosses.
Yeah, is he anything to your goalkeeper? Is
he would be the father.
Yeah?
The father of our goalkeeper on the intermediate team, Patrick, That would be Pat James. And you had Dennis Higgerday, out from just outside Frosses. He was a teacher in Buncrana. He also was county. And then in later years then, you would have Eddie Goller. After that, Eamon Breslin, Andrew Goller.
Stephen Griffin, obviously.
Stephen, the latest one, But and naming names, you always incline to leave somebody out. The O'Neills, the Barrow, now have been famous around that area too. They've played county,
And of course, they have a connection, haven't they, with the late Cormac MacInallan, haven't they?
That's right.
Yeah, what's the connection there, Shimshin?
I think Charlie O'Neill, as he was known, Santa, would have been Cormac MacInallan's grandfather.
Yes, he was from...
Netherborough.
And St. Noel's takes in what area?
Well, the parish of Inver, actually.
Which is?
From around Inver, Frosses, Mount Charles and Drumarone.
And I always played in Mount Charles.
Well, the field was bought a bit... I'm not too sure that year now. It's in the early 60s. But before that, they used to move around. They were kind of...
They had no permanent home.
Played a bit in Drumarone, played a bit in Frosses, and they played down in the shore in Mount Charles.
We'd be cutting the rushes there on a Saturday evening for a game on Sunday and putting them into the mucky parts. That's exactly what it was like, But now, Seamus's father, Dan, God have mercy, Dan Sheen, would have been one of the main movers in the purchase of the field in Mount Charles.
Yeah.
And he was also one of our first president also too.
Bought that field. There was a field down behind the school in Mount Charles and it was just convenient to the village and it was central to the parish and they went for it.
Yeah.
And they bought it of a lady who had a shop in Mount Charles called Mary Clare McGrory.
Yeah.
And a sister was two old sisters, Mary Clare and Theresa McGrory, and they bought that field off him. Seamus Cleary from Ballyshannon was living in Mount Charles, and Seamus, I think, was chairman of the club at that time.
Yeah.
And they made the deal with him.
Yeah.
Paddy Conan actually was there too, making the deal.
And a brother of Dennis Higgerty's, John, was one of the men in it. Eamon Mullen, isn't that right?
And there's a lot of development work, haven't you?
It's
been developed in stages,
Fine facility now, and fine clubhouse.
Really good now, absolutely.
Yeah, and you have a good underage structure, haven't you?
At the moment, things are going very well in the club.
And we haven't We haven't mentioned the ladies because they were out last week in Ulster.
We couldn't forget the ladies. They had a big day in the Ulster quarterfinal last Sunday, and they won their game against Ballymartin from County Down. and now they're in the Ulster semi-final.
Yeah,
so to be
and that's in the intermediate as well.
Intermediate.
And they actually only won the junior last year, isn't
that's
it?
That's right, they won the junior, time in the junior and won that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they've gone into Division 1 in the ladies as well, and I think they've finished joint second in the league, in senior league, Division 1 this year.
And of course, Irish Ward plays with Donegal, she's your...
Or one of her leading lights, absolutely.
Sorry, Tom, she came on Sunday, she changed the game. Like, you know, she did, we were struggling a little bit at half time. Because she'd got concussed in the previous game or something, you know, and she came on and she definitely.
And of course, Pat Cordy, we better not forget the Milford ladies either, because they're to the fore as well
on Sunday.
That's right, Tom, and they're in a final in McCool Park on Sunday at 2 o'clock, I think, the game is on it. And, we wish them the best of luck.
That's what age group the...
It is the senior, it's from the Shield.
Oh, in the Shield final.
The Shield final.
They're playing the Moville, is it?
Moville, I think, yes.
Yeah, and of course you've produced a lot of lady footballers for county teams as well. Amber Barrett is among them.
Yeah, she's one of the most popular known, and there's a few of the others, developing well, the ladies, in the last number of years. And not so much this year now that they've lost a few players and they've dropped down to intermediate grade, but... they'll be back up with the senior in the next few years, hopefully again.
And of course, it's a big day for you, Pat, as well, because your reserve team are in the intermediate B final. I know they came in maybe the back door, but
They're there anyhow, and they're playing Glenfinn. The game is on at 12 noon, and hopefully we'll have big support up to support them as well, and we wish them the best of luck.
Seamus Dorkin, you're there a long time. Did you ever think you'd see the day when you'd have two teams in the county final the same day,
And we have already won the minor.
Yeah,
and,
the Division 2,
it's absolutely brilliant. And before we go any further, I just want to, in case I forget it, I want to congratulate Declan Bonner on his achievement, and I wish him every success on my own behalf, on behalf of the club.
Yeah.
And I know Declan very well, and I know he'll do very well. But getting back to what you asked me, it's great to have... two teams on the one day, a double header.
Yeah.
And we're hopeful. And
You're the favourites. Your favourites for the final anyway, whatever.
Well, then that's not always a good thing. That's not always a good thing to be favourites.
Michael Boyle is spoiling here.
Make settle for one.
But, we hope it's a very good game, and that the conditions are good, and I think everybody will enjoy it. And I think it'll be a feast.
And Donald Park, I think, I don't know what you like coming through the gap. I know the people south of the gap don't like coming through the gap, but O'Donnell Park passing by McCool Park,
it doesn't make any difference. I'm sure and say the white lines. Yeah. It's grass on the field. It's all the same.
2011, Seamus, Michael was in, you won the intermediate. After how many? You lost how many, Michael?
Well, we had six finals and we had three replays, which was nine.
Was there a course?
There must have been, it must have been.
I don't know who left it.
You're back to Mayo, eh?
We're back to Mayo, you know. But in 2011, we finally got over the line anyway, like, you know.
Yeah, you have a few survivors, I presume.
We have, definitely. Stephen.
Any ideas, Seamus, have you?
Barry Griffin, Stephen Griffin would still be there.
Yeah.
But now my memory's gone.
Yeah.
I put on the spot like that.
Yeah.
Well, Brian McCabe was the manager, I remember that.
Yeah, he was the man that eventually broke the course. So. And of course, you have John McNulty in this year, doing a good job from Kilcar.
He definitely has them buzzing now. He definitely has got them off on a winning foothold. Yeah.
Is there much interest? Will you have a big support now on Sunday?
Oh, we will, I'm pretty sure we will. There is a good interest, There's good underage teams there and that, and there's quite a few. Hopefully he'll progress to the first team next year from minors.
And Seamus, likewise, you've got support, you do, yeah?
Well, yeah, the play town is well decorated now this evening. Despite all the rain today, they're out putting up bunting and flags, and everybody is on a high, and they're all looking forward.
Of course, it's pride in place, isn't it?
Of course, yeah.
That's the great thing about the GA, isn't it?
That's it, and it unifies everybody.
Yeah,
everybody
absolutely.
All united.
So we wish you all the best of luck. And Pat, again, back to you. In terms of promotion of the game down your neck of the woods, how important is it for you to win now and go up and play senior football next year?
Well, it has been a plan of ours to get to play senior football, and we want to try to, first of all, get into the senior championship, and the only route into it is to win the intermediate championship. And that's what we aim to do, and then we want to get up to play senior and test ourselves against the the top teams in the county.
Yeah, because you said that earlier, traditionally is a soccer area, but you've got a lot of guys who've come over and, you know, given the commitment now to the Gaelic for this season anyway.
That's right, Tom. They have fully committed to the cause, and we're delighted to have them on board. And everybody is working hard, they're training hard, and their aim and the manager's aim and the executive in the club is to get up to play senior football.
Yeah, and of course you went to the Rosses for a manager as well. We can't forget Danny O'Donnell.
Yes, we were lucky to get Danny, who we needed a manager after Sean Paul got the minor job. And we looked for a manager and we got Danny to come in, and we have been progressing steadily since.
Yeah, and of course you're still up there in Division 1. I know you have a bit of a struggle on, haven't you? But you're one game to play, you're still very much in the shake-up to stay in Division 1.
Yeah, our final game is against Gweedore, which we have to go to Marrigallen, and it won't be easy to get 2 points down there, but please God, we will get them and we'll manage to survive, because that's where you need to be in Division 1. This is where you can improve, and the players can learn a lot playing Division 1 football.
And before we go, just to congratulate the 5 Donegal ladies who have been nominated for All-Stars. Of course, Yvonne McMonigal from Glenfinn is Donegal's only All-Star so far. She won it in 2011. But the Hegarty sisters, Niamh and Kira from Oville, Geraldine McLaughlin from Termon, and Karen Guthrie have also been nominated for All-Star Awards. That banquet is in the City West Hotel on the 25th of November, so plenty of time for that. So that's about it from me for this week. My special guests tonight are Michael Boyle and Seamus Sheeran from St. Noll's, Pat Curley and Seamus Durkin from Smelford. They're meeting in the Donegal Intermediate Final on Sunday. From me, Tom Comack, from Jimmy Stafford and Son, Gugee and Shocked and Huggins, Donald Bannock.